And good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW. In Sitka, joining me in the studio, Leone Claire, student at University of Montana. She's going to be presenting on her recent project in Vietnam studying climate change. That's going to be tomorrow evening, 6 p.m. at the Sitka Public Library.
Thursday.
Today's Tuesday.
The first, I believe.
Yeah, so Thursday evening. Welcome to Morning Edition, Leone.
Thanks, Melissa.
All right, let's talk about this trip to Vietnam and what you were studying.
Yeah, so I, over winter session at my university, so last part of December and January, for a month, I was studying in the southern region of Vietnam, studying climate change impacts primarily on both humans and agricultural systems and the environment. And I, throughout kind of that trip, was taking documentary photographs, thinking I might want to produce kind of a photo story about what we were learning and the impacts on people and the environment. And that's kind of what I did after I returned from Vietnam.
So this is what you'll be presenting on Thursday at the library.
Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So what are the key takeaways that you hope people gain from this?
Well, climate change is obviously a global issue. There are some countries in the past that have contributed more to the problem through greenhouse gas emissions, ours being one of them. And it turns out that countries like Vietnam have not contributed as much, but are feeling already some of the impacts of climate change. And so that's kind of a main takeaway is, like, and through this program, we're kind of making these connections between countries and different cultures and understanding kind of what people there are being impacted by and how they're dealing with it. And through this project and taking photos, I kind of realized that humans would be really important to include in my photo story. In the past, I've done a lot of nature and environmental photography and been really concerned about climate change impacts on nature. But in Vietnam, they're huge on people and nature and the environment, and nature and humans are connected. And so I really work to include that in my story.
Well, let's talk about some of those connections that you saw. You were in the Mekong Delta.
Mm-hmm.
What were the biggest impacts to environment, but human communities as well?
So mostly, I guess, agriculture is a big concern. Sea level rise is the biggest impact already impacting the Mekong Delta, which is a huge rice-producing region as a staple crop for pretty much all of Vietnam and most of Southeast Asia. And so impacts to agriculture are pretty big. And also these coastal mangrove forests are really important, but also kind of being destroyed in effort to secure food sources by for aquaculture. And so those forests are really important to keep intact. Because they can mitigate impacts of storm and erosion due to sea level rise. So there's kind of sea level rise is going to really impact the whole Delta region and the whole environment and therefore agriculture and people's livelihoods. So
you also explore the adaptations and the mitigation that are occurring. Some intentional, but maybe also some a little less intentional, some of the adaptations. How are people coping with this?
So people are definitely seeing some changes and aware that water is getting saltier and that's a challenge for agriculture, but the government is actually initiating some integrated farming systems of more salt tolerant, rice and aquaculture like shrimp. And so they can have either like year round income and food source because shrimp can be grown in the dry season when saltwater intrusion is more likely. And they're more salt tolerant than the rice. So that's kind of a government-initiated adaptation. And there's also a lot of dikes planned on being built, which are essentially walls that block saltwater intrusion or sea level rise. And another thing is really migration to the cities, not necessarily because of climate change, but partially because of impacts to agriculture. But also the cities are really drawing people for, like, because they're growing rapidly. There's development, entrepreneurship, innovation. A lot of youth are migrating to the cities for those more opportunistic jobs and experiences. And that is expected to increase as climate change threatens or greater threatens like agriculture in the Delta as well.
What are people saying about climate change who live there? What are their feelings about it? What are their opinions about what's happening?
Well, in terms of like knowledge of the science of climate change and how and why it's happening is not as prevalent in Vietnamese, but they definitely understand that and are noticing changes in weather and sea level rise and can have like a basic understanding that that is linked to climate change, because they're noticing it over like these farming families over several years, and climate change is kind of determined over a 30-year average. So one person may not notice it in terms of that long, but across the whole family that owns the farm, they're definitely noticing big changes.
It sounds like there are a lot of changes then happening with family structures, within community structures, mm-hmm. and how are they adapting to that?
Well, I mean, most of probably the biggest migration to the cities is the youth. So they're pretty much there. And I think there might be a little worry about who will continue the farming or agriculture in the family. But they do come home for holidays and things like that. And they're really big on celebrations with families. But it's kind of, that's also kind of an unknown, I think.
So maybe future research.
Yeah. And most of the farmers are pretty old and have been doing it for a long time.
So how did this experience impact you?
Let's see. I definitely, I'm focused on climate change in school. I'm learning about it, but actually like seeing it impacting an area in the world and people, was pretty eye-opening, I guess. And being able to capture that in photos and tell a story was something that was a challenge for me. I'd never really done before, but definitely something I would like to do again in the future, wherever I might travel, and kind of communicating climate change impacts and also the connection between humans and the environment that I discovered in Vietnam.
So it sounds like that connection was a little surprising for you. That was a new train of thought.
I mean, I knew, like, I guess I just didn't, I wasn't... thinking that would be a major part of my story. I would focus more on the environmental impacts. But
so Thursday night, 6 p.m. Sitka Public Library. What can people expect? What's this presentation going to be like?
Yeah, so I'll start off by talking a little bit about what the program was, what we studied, and show some photos from that. And then I'll go through the series of photos that I've put into my photo story, which is also available on my website, but I will go through like each image separately and talk about it and show the connections between what the photos show and what I learned, and how people are being impacted by climate change, as well as the adaptation and mitigation strategies.
So obviously climate change is a really present reality here in Alaska, as it is throughout the Arctic. Mm-hmm. From your experience, what do you think can be applicable to Alaska in terms of how the folks in Vietnam are adapting to climate change?
Yeah, well, it's definitely different impacts for sure. You know, there and in the tropical regions, sea level rise is the main issue. Here is probably permafrost melt and just sea ice melt, which are threatening people's livelihoods as well. And that's also happening in Vietnam. So it's interesting to see that like totally halfway across the world connection that can be linked back to climate change affecting people and their livelihoods in different ways, technically. But mm-hmm. it's very prevalent here as well, and we can't forget that for sure.
Well, Leone, thanks so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We've been speaking with Leone Claire. She's going to present on Vulnerable Vietnam, a photo story focused on climate change in the Mekong Delta. That's at 6 p.m. on Thursday at the Sitka Public Library.